Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it is a Wednesday, middle of the week, but we're going to get you over that hump. Portia and Brad are out today, but it takes a little bit of love to make the heart beat. That's why we got Moni Love and Tori Hart in the building.
Yeah. Dab on
them. Oh, Tori.
Also, man, we got Toss the Baton to our people out there. L.A., Heidi and Frank, what's going on?
Hello.
What's up, Atlanta? Hi, guys.
Hey, Moni. Hey, Tori.
Hey, air high five.
Well, yo, man, big things are popping on the show today. Later on, Gary admits that Beyonce is the best, and we're going to tell you why.
Hey!
And we have another photoshopping controversy, and this time it involves Lupita Nyong'o. But at first, we have to get through an awkward moment right here. It seemed at first that little congratulations were in order. And Tori, we swear we didn't plan this. It's just the way the universe works. But you know how it is, right?
Yeah.
So Kevin Hart was set to do a radio phone interview this morning. And his manager called in and canceled because Kevin had just found out that Aniko had gone into labor.
Oh.
So we thought it was time to issue congratulations. But, you know, fast forward a little bit later, Kevin Hart tweeted, "No labor yet, guys. False alarm." Okay.
Oh, now they're going to name the baby Braxton Hicks Hart. You moms know what I'm talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
Braxton Hicks contractions are false contractions. They make you think that you're having the baby, but you're not.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I'm not really sure how I do know that. A lot of stuff rolling around up here, Frank. Stuff I don't even need to know.
Well, Kevin went on to say, "We're getting close, though. We're waiting patiently for the arrival of our little man, hashtag Hart."
Aww.
So,
all right. Cute.
Yeah. How you feel? You all right?
It's cute. It's cute. And you know what? I called my kids this morning, and, you know, they didn't say anything, so I didn't know anything about it. So, you know, I guess they had already knew it was a false alarm, too.
So this is, we don't have to jump in right here and go, awkward! Nothing like that.
No. No, okay. You don't.
We're
yeah.
We're good.
Is the baby going to be so small like Kevin that when the water breaks, he's got to wear floaties?
Oh my god. Okay,
gosh.
That is hilarious. I'm sorry, that's funny.
That's for you, Tori. Hold on.
Well, the ball's in your court, Tori. What you got?
All right, guys. So I have a story that I think you will love.
Oh.
Nicki Minaj has tried to break the internet. She tweeted out that her paper magazine cover asking, "Wanna Minaj? Hashtag break the internet."
Mm. Oh, yeah.
This picture came out yesterday when I was on a flight back from L.A., and the stewardess had to actually ask me to put my phone away.
Yeah. No, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she broke the internet, but she just ruined my pants.
This picture put the internet in hospice. I mean, it's one thing to have one Nicki Minaj, but then you doubled up.
People are calling and going, "How's the internet? How much longer?"
Right, exactly.
Should we send flowers?
Exactly.
Well, up next, Target shoppers in Nashville got a real treat because Taylor Swift's album is out and, you know, it's being sold in Target stores. And she did say that she's been known to stop by Target stores and actually buy her own album. And sure enough, Target shoppers in Nashville got a treat because she showed up there last night. Needless to say, obviously, fans loved it. One fan tweeted, quote, "Just met Taylor Swift at Target and my life is complete."
Oh, that's so sweet.
Another fan fan tweeted, quote, "The real question is, was Taylor Swift really able to walk into Target and only buy a few things? How'd she do it? I mean,
how did they do it?
Did they pump something into the air? It's like, I gotta buy stuff.
I know,
you go for detergent
and you got blankets you don't need and candles and pillows and, oh, this is cool.
And candles,
Those end caps on the way out, like, they just have things that you don't need but you want. Like,
That's right.
I want all four house parties on one DVD.
All right, moving on. How about a Jared Fogle update?
The guy from Subway?
Yes.
Oh.
You still behind bars getting that foot long?
He's currently serving his 15-year sentence for child pornography and trying to pay to have sexual relations with minors.
Gross.
And he is now throwing up a Hail Mary to try to get himself out of jail. Jared Fogle has declared himself a sovereign citizen.
What does that mean?
Okay, yeah.
Well, that means that he doesn't believe that he is subject to the laws of any government. So, therefore, the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction over him to put him behind bars.
Oh, that's cute.
Is that a thing? Is that a real thing?
Has he not learned anything from Wesley Snipes? Wesley Snipes tried
that.
This motion went all the way to a judge, and the judge denied.
Well, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Throw the key away. He should be locked up forever.
If you're trying to get out of jail or prison, you should probably try to act crazy, right? Act crazy so people leave you alone, and maybe they'll just let you out and put you in an insane asylum.
I think you said cover yourself in your own poo, because then no one's going to want to fight you.
Sure.
Have sex with you.
Yeah.
Do anything.
Here comes Poo Boy. Leave him alone.
But the crazy thing about prison, somebody in there will be attracted
to
poo.
Right,
okay? That's the crazy thing about prison.
Come over here, Peanut Brittle.
All right, Atlanta, we're going to say bye for now, but coming up a little later in the show, you are not going to believe who has come to the defense of Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey.
No way. Yes. Someone, no.
Yes, and you will not believe who, so we're going to talk about that. But bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye, LA.
Peace.
All right, so moving on, Lupita Nyong'o flamed the UK magazine for altering her appearance for a cover shoot. Now, she tweeted, "Disappointed that Grazia UK edited out and smoothed my hair to fit a more Eurocentric notion of what beautiful hair looks like. The pics on the right are the originals, and on the left is what they decided to go with for the cover. They pretty much photoshopped her hair off."
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she looked good on all of them.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Does she get to, or her management, or in this world, do they get to okay any of these shots?
Evidently not.
So the photographer is a guy by the name of Ann Lee.
Okay.
He issued an apology, calling the decision a monumental mistake, and said, "My altering of her image was not born out of any hate, but instead out of my own ignorance and insensitivity to the constant slighting of women of color throughout different media platforms."
Oh, well, that was nice.
That was nice, but maybe he thought that ponytail where it was a little nappy and he didn't want it to show.
I don't think he thought it was nappy. I just think he thought it was another cloud. It looks like another cloud if you look at the background.
And he wouldn't have thought that was no cloud, Tori. I mean, that would have been a black cloud.
Yeah.
And this cloud.
It's an atomic bomb. I don't know. I like the original Lupita, which was the bald head. I like that Lupita.
Well, let's just say, like, you know, Tori, you got the dope dreads going
on.
Yes. If you did a photo shoot and then they changed it and gave you, like, you know, the Miss Butterworth perm, like, you'd
see,
be
this
upset,
is the thing.
Right?
That's not how you turned up for the session, so you're going to be upset. That's very true, but I don't think that they would ever be able to go from dreads to Miss Butterworth. I don't think so.
Man, Photoshop is a
Photoshop is an amazing beast. All right. Well, Gary, I know that you're like the number one Beyonce hater.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I love Queen B.
Yeah, okay. But in case you need more proof that Beyonce is, in fact, Queen, well, I've got it for you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. A Beyonce fan account tweeted about how amazing she was based off the story of Jewel and Beyonce's VH1 Divas performance back in the early 2000s. You all remember that performance?
Oh, yes, Jewel.
I remember that performance. And as the story goes, Jewel reportedly said, "I'll always be indebted to her because I didn't know how to dance. I'm a freaking folk singer, for crying out loud. And she took care of me. And she stayed with me for like 3 hours after rehearsal. She really tried to make me look good. And in this business, that doesn't happen because normally people try to outshine you, but not Beyonce."
Oh.
It was sweet. Do you remember it?
Yeah. You know, and the crazy, like, watching that, it's ill because it was like she couldn't dance. And then soon as Beyonce stepped up to her, it's like almost by osmosis.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
She all of a sudden had, like,
yeah,
the rhythm
because,
and it started moving.
All right. Well, listen, in case there's any doubt, Jewel saw the tweet and replied by saying, "This is true. She is a class act."
But Beyonce should have been a little bit more respectful, though.
What do you mean?
She knew that Jewel couldn't dance.
Okay.
And if she knew that child she couldn't dance, why did she try to come upstage her?
She didn't.
No, I think she actually held back. You know Beyonce began it in.
If you're at a party, if you're at a party,
yes.
You
dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum.
There you go.
You're gonna dance no matter what's going on. You gotta dance to Proud Mary.
Anyway, honey. All right, y'all. Coming up, Lindsay Lohan tried to, honey, slide in J-Lo's DMs, but there was one little problem, honey. We'll explain that later after the break. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, yeah.
Hey. Well, y'all, the talk has a new co-host at the table.
Oh,
guess
nice.
Who?
Oh.
Eve.
Nice.
Yes.
She has an opinion. And she's well-traveled.
Yes.
She, like, low-key, she was the original Cardi B. She started off stripping, got a music thing popping.
You are absolutely, you better talk that talk. Mm,
yes.
She's saying.
You're absolutely right, and I never even put that together.
And she got a billionaire white husband.
She
yeah,
sure
I
does.
Think she fits
funny.
Perfectly on the talk.
She sure does.
Okay.
Go, Eve.
Yes,
I
go.
Can dig it.
I just hope the rap game doesn't lose Eve.
What do you mean?
Because, like, sometimes when you level up in a certain way, you know, you're so far removed from, like, the people that, like, you know, put you in position. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people.
Oh, I got a good example of why that can possibly just not happen.
Why?
Brat. You guys are trailblazers in that area as far as having, you know, the quintessential hot, dope female MC as anchor, co-anchor of your show, a show like this. Brat is a perfect example. She still is ridiculous on stage. She still is ridiculous in the studio. None of that has left, but she's awesome with you guys
but,
here
but
on
Molly,
Dish.
But she doesn't have a white billionaire.
All right, well, moving on. Lindsay Lohan has had a history of tweeting celebrities to get them to talk to her. Now, she's tweeted Kendrick Lamar, she's tweeted Bill Maher, and she's tweeted them to DM her. All right, now, the latest celebrity that Lindsay Lohan has tweeted to DM her is J-Lo.
Really?
So J-Lo tweeted about a show that she's doing in Dubai, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan replied, wanted to connect with you in hashtag Dubai since I live here, but you don't follow me, so I can't DM you.
Well, you know, but that's sad. Lindsay Lohan is a star, and I think they should at least reciprocate and tweet her.
Oh, for the love of all things holy.
What?
She's begging Billy, for Christ's sake.
J-Lo held a damn fly girl before she
It doesn't matter what the bloody hell she was. Who does that?
In her defense, tweet her back.
Thank
all right,
you.
She deserves a tweet back.
Why the hell does she deserve a tweet?
Because she's
because
a human being.
She's trying.
All right, now, honestly, y'all, have y'all ever reached out via social media?
Absolutely.
Yes.
To a celebrity?
Absolutely.
Yes. I actually reached out to MC Hammer.
Really?
Now, this is when MC Hammer had turned into being a preacher,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I thought that on his Twitter profile, he was on there with his chest out and naked.
Mm.
So this is when Twitter first started. So I was like, excuse me, Mr. Hammer, you are not supposed to be on your profile picture with your shirt off.
Okay.
And he tweeted me back and said, if you look closely, it's a brown shirt. My shirt is not off.
Wedding talk, anyone?
Yeah.
Now, just 3 months after having their baby, Alexis Olympia, Serena Williams and her fiancé, Alexis Ohanian, all get ready to tie the knot this weekend.
What? Already?
Nice.
Good. That's what I like, honey. These men marry their women, honey. That's been Leroy and Keisha. They've been getting married 20 years later.
That's right, Gary.
Okay.
No black people married. listen, they're doing an intimate ceremony in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And the celebs are already starting to show up because New Orleans is a party town.
Yes,
why not get there early and get some drinks in your system, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, some of the rumored guests include Ciara, Kelly Rowland, Eva Longoria, Kris Jenner, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Prince Harry's girlfriend, actress Meghan Markle.
Okay.
Yeah. They're saying this wedding is going to be costing over $1
million. What?
Wow, that's
yeah, that
cheap.
Sounds about
that
easy.
Is cheap. Hell, what?
Cheap.
Yeah. Hell, Shaq just gave his daughter a birthday party for
$1 million. Her wedding should cost more than a Sweet 16 party.
Exactly.
What about the people that are not on the guest list that she once dated? Like, she used to date Common. She used to date Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Are they invited?
I mean, but do you do that sort of thing just in general anyway? Do you invite your ex to your wedding?
I think you don't have to. I wasn't invited. And guess what? I don't care. I don't think people want to see it anyway. Like, ew, I don't want to see you going down the aisle. Like, who cares? We'll see it on the tabloids.
Okay. That's what I thought.
But if you tied the knot again, Sori, would you invite your ex?
No.
You wouldn't invite Kevin?
No.
What about the kids?
That's her
kids. Kids are going to be in it.
Do you do that whole blended thing and invite your other child, I mean, the stepchild, to be in the wedding also?
Use him as a cake topper or something.
Yeah. He's so stupid.
Somebody has to play a little guy on top of the cake.
Mm. That would be Kevin.
So we know. Oh, my gosh.
Coming up, somebody thinks Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey could, honey, get a second chance in Hollywood. We'll tell you which celebrity said that next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. There is one celebrity who said there may be room for redemption for Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey.
Oh, no. Who would say this out loud? Even if you thought it, you don't say it.
Bryan Cranston? Walter White. Yeah.
Well, he's loved. Maybe he's the only one who could say something like that.
So here's what he said. He did an interview with BBC, and Bryan said, quote, "It would take time, it would take a society to forgive them, and it would take tremendous contrition on their part if they were to show us that they put the work in and are truly sorry and making amends and are not defending their actions, but asking for forgiveness. Then maybe down the road there's room for that, maybe so. Then it would be up to us to determine case by case whether this person deserves a second chance."
Well, that makes sense. I mean, he's basically just reading the bylaws of every parole board out there. It's like, okay, you have to say you're sorry. We have to know you mean it. And we have to think that you're not a threat to society. So get back in there and start doing your job.
Okay, let's say that our bosses at Dish Nation say Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein, huge Dish Nation fans, and they want to set the record straight. They want to get America to love them again, and America loves Dish Nation. Would you interview Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein? Would we have him in, them in, and talk about it? Would you give
them? Well, yes,
them
they're always full of bad ideas. Of course we'd have them on.
But I don't want to help make Kevin Spacey loved again. I don't want to stand here and try to make him likable.
They met you on TV. My God.
That's what you call bottom of the barrel. Who we got? Heidi Hamilton? Is that how you say that? She'll do, I guess.
Yeah, is this a Make-A-Wish thing? What the hell?
Hey, Craig, why are you calling me? I'm sitting right here next to you.
Because I got a great deal for you. I want to make sure you can hear me loud and clear.
Did you say deal? I heard deal. I know a deal, honey.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, check out this Excite Drop Bluetooth. It's an earpiece. It's got a comfortable design. And it has an ergonomic drop shape and high-quality audio output.
Okay.
Wow.
And it's ergonomic design.
Right.
For my little rabbit ears.
Yes.
Nice.
You'll never have to ask, can you hear me now?
Never.
Now, also, this earpiece has a rechargeable built-in battery and a noise-canceling microphone for clear calls on the other end.
Now, I definitely need one of these, honey, because people always say they can't hear me. Do I talk too fast?
A little bit. It's like Ebonics mixed with slave speak. I don't know what's going
whatever
on.
Whatever.
But listen, like, typically, the Excite Drop earpiece goes for about $40, but guess how much it is for you guys?
How much?
$10.
What?
$10 for this?
Why?
Oh,
why not? Don't ask questions.
I'm just like, that's such a good deal. There's always a catch. No catch?
If these prices were any lower, you would ask were they stolen. Listen, all you gotta do is go to morningsave.com to take advantage of this great deal. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, there's a networking event that is taking place in Lawrenceville, Georgia that sounds just like a scene out of the movie Get Out.
Really?
What? They are having a Come Meet a Black Person event. It's going down tomorrow.
Wait. What?
Yes. Do you feel like your Rolodex is Negro deficient? If so, come on down to Lawrenceville, Georgia, and you can pick yourself out a good one.
Oh, no.
Snappy, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So a 2013 study found that 75% of white people in America don't have any non-white friends, and about 65% of black people don't have any white friends.
Okay.
So in an effort to bridge the racial divide, Cheryl Moses, who's the founder of Urban Media Makers, a group of independent black filmmakers and content creators, created the networking event.
I like that.
And, you know, and the crazy thing is, like, for them to do this in Georgia, that's not, like, really a stretch.
Right.
If you really want to do a meet a black person event, this needs to be happening in Utah, Montana,
yes,
Iowa. I ain't never.
You're right. Yeah.
I need to go meet a black person.
You just have to walk outside.
He means you have to meet a straight person.
Oh,
that's harder. Right,
bitch.
Okay.
That's way harder. The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.